And now, Six of One Productions, in conjunction with Radio Free Dishnuts, although Pat will deny it if you ask him, presents a brand new radio series, Fresno Banny, the continuing story of a man mercilessly banned from the RFD, IRC, and Ventrilo servers, forced to wander through cyberspace seeking vindication and a job in master control. The year was 2012. On this particular day, our hero was busy conducting some sexual research, watching the Playboy Channel, no less.
Oh yeah, that's it, baby. Arr. Don't tease. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Suddenly, our hero's foot hits the TV remote control, and suddenly the channel switches to a documentary on the JonBenet Ramsey killing.
Psychologist will give us his take on why this case is so hard to crack. Plus, he'll be joined by lawyers with both the prosecution and defense
review. That's not the Playboy Channel.
Background. More than a year and a half after their daughter's murder, the Ramseys are
eager to take the edge off his rampant libido. Fresno Banny was about to switch back to the Playboy Channel when suddenly an idea formed in his mind. What if he were to use his superior intellect to solve the JonBenet Ramsey case?
On the killer or killers?
I could solve the JonBenet Ramsey case. To the crime lab!
John Ramsey has an answer. In a British television...
Undeterred by the fact that the case has remained unsolved for over 15 years, our intrepid hero shuffles over to his computer and begins doing some research. After reading countless articles on the killings and watching several of the Richard Cardo videos, Fresno's analytical skills lead him to a tentative possibility.
When I read the ransom note, and I also read Randy's latest message, or actually his reply to my last message, I think I detect a pattern here. Both are written in English. Also, both use words. And both have a combination of uppercase and lowercase letters. Could it be that Randy, in addition to lying about me and banning me from Ventrilo, is JonBenet Ramsey's killer?
Fresno Banny mulled this over in his mind. He was convinced he was right.
I'm convinced that I'm right.
But how to prove it?
How to prove it?
Undaunted by the enormity of the task before him, Fresno Banny seeks to gain access to the RFD, IRC, and Ventrilo servers to prove his case. He takes his case to Rob.
So, Fresno Banny, you want to get back into our IRC and Ventrilo servers?
That's right, Rob. I really think Randy is JonBenet Ramsey's killer.
Randy is a murderer? Fresno, are you off your meds again?
I thought it sounded crazy too, Rob, but if you look at the evidence, it all adds up.
Well, if you already have all this evidence, why do you need to have access to Ventrilo?
Rob, why are you questioning my logic? Why don't you just realize that it's futile to poke holes in my argument and hand over control of Ventrilo to me?
What? What did that have to do with anything?
Come on, Fresno, focus here. You don't try to gain op privileges until after you get into the server. Sorry about that, Rob. Sorry if you took that last comment out of context. I think that if I get access to Ventrilo and IRC, I can get Randy to confess to the murder and save everyone a lot of time. I just need to be unbanned temporarily.
Well, okay, Fresno. I'm going to give you one last chance. I'm going to give you access to Ventrilo for 24 hours. I'll talk to Chris about getting you unbanned from the IRC, too.
Great. Thanks. You won't regret this, Rob. Let's catch a killer. Or he fell into my trap.
Will Fresno Banny bring JonBenet Ramsey's killer to justice? What will happen now that he's regained access to IRC and Ventrilo? And what about Alma Gluck? Find out on the next exciting episode of Fresno Banny.